The last month has been one of the most exciting of my entire life. And I say that truly and honestly. And it's certainly been the most exciting of my priesthood. And I use exciting very purposefully. It doesn't mean it hasn't been without its challenges. It doesn't mean it hasn't been without its sufferings and grief. But it's still been exciting. I know some of you, like me, have been grieving, have been suffering. You're counting the days when you can get your hair cut again. I've been letting my beard grow, as you can probably tell, not trimming it. There's been things that we've had to get rid of, that we've had to fast from. But still, it's been exciting. And I use that word exciting for a particular purpose. Because I've had to reinvent the way I do almost everything. How do I talk with people? How do I relate with people? How do I do my priestly ministry? How do I reach out? I've had to examine each of those things and evaluate what I was doing before this pandemic. Everything that I did before it has had to come into the light. And I've had to ask the question, is this worthwhile or not? Is this worth continuing to do? And if it is worthwhile, how can I reinvent it and do it differently with all of the guidelines and regulations that are asked of us? And that's brought some excitement. It's brought some newness, some freshness, some life. And I've had to cut things away. I've had to let some things go. Because when I evaluated them, in the grand scheme of things, they just weren't worthwhile. In addition to all of our live stream masses and outreaches on social media and the internet, I've had to fill my time with things that really mattered, with things that were meaningful. Over the last 2 weeks, I've sat in our mobile confessional for 15 hours. That was new. That was something I had to evaluate. How worthwhile is my time, and what are those things that I can do to reach out? And the confessional was number one. In 2 weeks' time, 15 hours, sitting there, meeting people, talking with you and your hurts and your wounds and your grief. It was time worth spent. Our parish school has had to reinvent the way we do teaching. And we've been leading the way in our e-learning efforts. We've had to evaluate what's worthwhile and how do we keep doing it even better. You were probably at one of our pickups over the last 2 weekends. 2 Saturdays in a row, I, with some of my staff, stood out front of the church on Matamidi Avenue, passing out palms and holy water, passing out candles, blessing your cars and your Easter groceries. And did you see the line? It stretched almost from St. Jude's to Four Seasons, making an impact in our community. People will probably thought we were handing out cash or toilet paper or something. We were handing out candles, handing out palms, handing out simple things, but meaningful things. All of these things have been exciting. And I never would have done them had we not been in the state of this pandemic. I wouldn't have added confession hours. I wouldn't have forced my staff to stand out in front of the church for 4 hours, passing things out on top of our already busy season of Lent, getting ready for the Holy Triduum, I wouldn't have added these extra burdens on myself and on our parish. But except for the pandemic, it actually forced us out. It forced us to rethink the way we do things and to evaluate, is this worthwhile or not? It forced us to spend our energies in new and creative ways. And let me tell you, I've been exhausted. I've been tired each day from all of our efforts. But my heart's been full, because I think I can truly say we're making an impact. We're making a difference here in our community and even abroad. We're doing things differently, and we're doing them well. And I don't want to go back to the way we used to do things. It's changed me. I can't go back. I have to go forward. I know some of you have said to me, we can't wait till things just go back to normal. And there's some truth in that, certainly. We want to come back to church. We want to go back to our jobs. We want to see our friends again. We want things to go back to normal in a certain sense. But I don't want things to go back to normal in another. In the ways that we've reached out, in the ways that we've spent our energies on worthwhile things, I want that to continue. It has to continue. Something has stirred in me and stirred in this parish. Something has come alive. And I don't want to go back. I want to go forward. And as I was praying on this yesterday, I was reminded of a quote from one of my heroes, Pope St. John Paul II. I've talked about him a lot before. He's made a huge impact in my life. If you were watching the vigil yesterday, you saw that I was wearing my Pope St. John Paul II socks. Well, get ready. I got two pair. I mean, I think you got to with a guy whose name is Pope St. John Paul II. He's one of my heroes. And 30 years ago, he wrote a letter called The Mission of the Redeemer. And I think his words were prophetic for our church today. 30 years ago, Pope St. John Paul II wrote this. I sense that the moment has come to commit all the church's energies to a new evangelization and to the mission to the nations. No believer in Christ, no institution of the church can avoid this supreme duty to proclaim Christ to all peoples. The time has come. He wrote this 30 years ago, and his words were never more true than they are today. The moment has come, brothers and sisters, for rebirth. The moment has come to evaluate everything we do and to ask ourselves, how am I spending my energy? And to only spend our energy, to spend all of it in proclaiming Christ, that He is risen from the dead. He is Lord of heaven and earth. He is the remedy to our sickness. He is the light in our darkness. He is life where there was death. Look at what God is doing. Look at how He's forcing us into this new springtime. I read on the internet a couple weeks ago that the church is not closed. Even though our doors are locked, even though you're not able to come here in person, the church isn't closed. The church is deployed. The church has been sent out. The church was never about these four walls. The church is more about you in the world than it is you in these pews. We certainly want to come to these pews. It's certainly important. But now is a time of deployment. Now is a time of mission. We've been forced into the public square. Our Christianity cannot remain private. It has to be shown. It has to be shared. In a few moments, we're going to renew our baptismal promises. And I hope you have a candle in your house that you can hold as we renew those promises. You'd usually be sitting in these pews or in our ministry center because you'd be flooding here on Easter Sunday. But today you're in your homes. And I hope you have those candles in your homes because those candles are a symbol of the light of Christ in you. And though you're not able to worship here today, you're worshiping at home. You're worshiping in public. You have that light shining in your household. The light of Christ was always meant to go from this church, from the empty tomb, all to the four corners of the world. I've actually been inspired by our parish in these last few weeks. I've been inspired by an increase of discipleship. When I've heard confessions, when I greeted you in front of the church and passed out blessings and palms, I've been inspired by you, inspired by your discipleship, inspired by your hunger and your thirst for God, looking into your eyes, streaming with tears, wanting God in your life. We're fulfilling our mission here. The mission at St. Jude's has always been to be disciples. And I've seen an increase of discipleship. But we need to fulfill the second part of our mission, to make disciples. Not just to be disciples, but to make disciples. It's not just my mission. It's not just the mission of our staff. It's not just our social media presence. It's your mission. You share in it. And we'll succeed or fail because of your involvement, brothers and sisters. We need your discipleship. We need you to join us in our mission here at St. Jude of the Lake if we're going to continue to serve, if we're going to continue to reach out and to proclaim the gospel. It's what Pope St. John Paul said. No believer in Christ. That's you. No believer in Christ. No institution of the church can avoid the supreme duty to proclaim Christ to all peoples. You're the Mary Magdalenes. You're the Peters. You're the Johns, who have encountered the risen Lord in your hearts, and you can't keep it to yourself. Christianity has always been about encountering Jesus and then sharing Jesus. And I see this more clearly today than I've ever seen it. We can't hold Jesus hostage. The gospel won't be chained. It has to go forward. It has to be deployed. We have to have this great mission, my brothers and sisters, to spread the encounter, to spread the hope, to spread the joy. There's no going back. We can't go back to the empty tomb. We have to go forward from it. I have one of my favorite paintings here with me today. It's a painting of the gospel that we just heard proclaimed. A painting of Peter and John. They're running to the empty tomb. In their faces, you can see fear and anxiety, wonder, where have they taken our Lord? In the painting, they're running to the tomb. And I have this hanging on my wall in my room. And I look at it every morning as I'm drinking my coffee. I look at their faces. I look at the excitement, the wonder, the fear of them running to the tomb. But the counterpart of this we don't see. It's them running from the tomb. Once they see that Christ is risen, that he's no longer there, they run from the tomb. They run from the place of death and run to share his life. This is the Easter message. We who have been risen from the dead with Christ must share him with the world. There's no going back. We can't go back. We have to go forward. So, brothers and sisters, join with me today in committing all of our energies, all of our time, all of our attention to going forth. Going out and spreading the love and the good news of Jesus risen from the dead.